The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchel with Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution. Over the years, Richard has guided me to understand that the Federal Trade Commission is a major player when it comes to the ability of the marketplace. But we're speaking of a dinner that was held at Elizabeth Warren, the senator's offices, in early 2016. Attending that dinner were figures who are now major in the Biden administration, about competition, about monopoly, about antitrust, all of these large stories that date back to the 19th century and have taken up a lot of attention over the decades because you're tilting against the big castle. You're going against the power. J.P. Morgan, the interests, as they were called in Teddy Roosevelt's time. So this statement by Elizabeth Warren, cited in the New Yorker piece, which I highly recommend, by Sheila Kolhatkar about Lina Khan. Elizabeth Warren said, "Google, Apple, and Amazon have created disruptive technologies that change the world, and every day they deliver enormous value. They deserve to be highly profitable and highly successful, but the opportunity to compete must remain open for new entrants and smaller competitors who want their chance to change the world." Richard, change the world? I'm trying to imagine the frown on Adam Smith's face when he hears that the reason I founded this enterprise is to change the world. Is Elizabeth Warren an inspiration to Lina Khan? Is she an inspiration to the Congress? Is that where we're going, to change the world, thanks to Elizabeth Warren's recognition?
Well, I mean, what happened is when the Google guys got together, they did say something pretty much like that. They still said, we want to be able to organize all the information that is available in the world so that people could have uniform access to it. That may not be changing the world, but it's changing access to it. But yes, I fully agree with Elizabeth Warren that you want companies to have a sort of grand ambitions. What I do not understand is why it is if you have big companies that exist today, they don't simply have exactly the opposite message. They started as very small companies and they managed to grow. Why is it that if somebody now comes in with a disruptive technology, they're not going to be able to grow if, in fact, they have something which the larger companies can't produce? Let me put to you the following dynamic story, which is commonly told. Suppose you have a tremendously good technology, and you can grow this thing from $100 million to $10 billion in the course of a couple of years. And what you do is you now put this in a big company like Google or Apple, and it turns out that what's going on there isn't quite a rounding error, but it's going to be overwhelmed by the fact that they have to deal with so many other kinds of things that they may not be able to focus on this. If you start an independent company and you manage to increase the size of a particular pie by tenfold or a hundredfold, that's what you get. If you put them in a larger company, it's diluted, so now you're increasing the overall yield by 5% or whatever. So there is an absolutely ironclad logic which says that people with novel and disruptive technologies are much better off going the foundation way, that is starting their own businesses, than by trying to be a part of some other big business that's already in existence. Well, that logic remains true whether you have the big companies being IBM or the big companies being Facebook. So I just don't understand how this happens. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, there's the other point to take into account, is if you're a disruptive technology that comes in and you can grow this thing very substantially, one of the things that may give you real success is selling out or merging with or doing joint ventures with one of the large established companies. And that's the way, for example, that Bill Gates got started with Microsoft. He made deals with IBM. So I just don't understand how they think that they understand the landscape well enough It's not the question of disagreeing on the end. It's saying we don't think that you understand what the optimal strategies are because you have this very peculiar view of a marketplace which assumes that large companies have preclusive powers on smaller ones. I just don't think that is generally going to be true. Or to put it in another way, the way in which most really great entrepreneurs go is they don't basically see what consumers want today and then try to satisfy it. That's certainly appropriate. But they imagine new products and then they'd be able to persuade themselves that consumers, once they see these products, are going to want to move there. And so instead of trying to move in a well-established area with multiple competitors, you're going to try to find an empty space in the new intellectual property area or the business area where you can grow without direct competition. The secret of being a great firm in a competitive market is to find a niche in which, for the short term at least, you could have some kind of monopoly power. It's not because you're doing anything illegal. And then one of the standard rules of antitrust, which has always been followed, I hope, is that if you manage to grow that firm internally and become a behemoth, the last thing we want to do is to say, now that you're large, we're going to break you down and impose some kind of antitrust obligations on you. The rule that has normally been, if you may engage in illegal conduct to expand your base, then you should be subject to sanctions. But if you, in fact, succeed because of daring, imagination, even some combination of luck and skill, then fine, you get to keep it. And how do the rest of us benefit? Well, there's a rough theorem, John, which says that if you're a great person and you manage to put together a $1 trillion company, you're a very rich guy, along with your other people, $1 billion company, say. But probably the consumers who buy this thing get a huge benefit, even larger than that which you receive in the form of consumer surplus. Buying these products at a relatively low price, which gives the company a lot of money, and you a very high amount of overall use. So we don't want to slow this process down. And the last thing we want to do now is, since America has been the absolute innovation capital in the world, is to sort of adopt some kind of a European model in which we have constant constraints by the government on the formation of new firms, which is going to lead to the fact that very few of them will start to be created. So the argument against Elizabeth Warren is not that she's got the wrong end. It's just she doesn't understand that the means that succeed are the means that have succeeded in the past. There's nothing about the arrival of big new companies today which makes it impossible for new companies to come in and to take over and to expand in other kinds of spaces. It's also important to remember that companies like Amazon, they go into a bunch of markets and they fail.
Right.
It's not as though every time they touch
the,
something.
The Amazon phone, for example. Professor Richard Epstein of the Hoover Institution. Teaching law at NYU and the University of Chicago and the Federal Trade Commission right now. I'm John Bach.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to help you save this 4th of July. Upgrade your laundry routine with the new and exclusive first-of-its-kind all-in-one vented laundry combo. Wash and dry in just 68 minutes. Save up to 40% on select major appliances. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Shop Samsung this July 4th at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.